3, wrapping up here at Rosie on Ouse this wonderful Arizona Saturday morning on a topic of alternative energy. We've ended up talking about solar a lot today. But Catherine Kent has been our guest, as well as Kevin Krause from the Solar Store in Tucson. Y'all do wind turbines. The application is a bit limited, but there are places it does work.
Mm-hmm.
You do either the passive or active hot water solar. Yep. You do PV solar. Let's talk about other things people could do. You and I had short conversations about propane, natural gas, solar appliances, refrigerators, stoves, even fuel cells. Run through the list of those other ideas, out-of-the-box solutions.
Well, for people that live off-grid, there are a lot of other choices in refrigerators and appliances. You know, of course, the propane refrigerator, the Survel refrigerator, has been around for decades. And if you can get a hold of one of those old units, that's one technology that still works, and works better if you can find one that's more than 20 years old. But there are still refrigerators and such out there. There's some new technologies, a manufacturer in Tucson actually called Sundancer, that's making solar-powered refrigerators, so keeping Arizona grown. And he is selling these units all over the world. Huge market on those, especially, I think we were talking a little bit about keeping vaccines cool. He's got a process which has just been approved by the WHO to provide these units into a lot of third world countries where they have a real problem with keeping the vaccines cool.
Paint a picture for me of this solar refrigerator in a conventional kitchen. It's in its conventional location, mm-hmm. with the collector out somewheres.
Well, and once
separated.
Again, you still need to have some sort of battery system,
okay.
so that it can run at night in the traditional ones. But yeah, there's a solar panel, and then it's running off of DC. And so it's those compressors that are in those solar-powered refrigerators are very, very efficient. We lose some of the things we're used to seeing. They don't make ice. they do require that we do the old-fashioned stuff. Many of you listening may not remember having to take everything out of the freezer and defrosting it. But those are the things. Those are some of the things that you lose. But you can actually save a lot of money.
Do I get the light when the door opens?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. 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 And the beer stays just as cold.
And how about fuel cells?
Fuel cells. There's a technology that we've been waiting to really take off. I'm thinking in maybe the next, say, I don't know, 7 to 10 years. That's where you can actually use, on sort of probably the commercial scale, natural gas, and it'll produce, you'll have your own little electrical power plant at your house. So you'll no longer be beholden to TEP or to APS, because you can produce your own power as long as you have gas coming in. And this system will be able to monitor, only produce the amount of power that you need. They're saying that it's going to look about the size of an air conditioning unit sitting right outside your home, making all your electricity.
Yeah, have you experimented at all with natural gas air conditioners?
You know, I am not an HVAC person.
I know you're not.
But I have had customers that do. And in fact, one of my customers way back when put one in. And
our air conditioning contractor down in Tucson, Timco, is installing a lot of natural gas air conditioning on school systems all through the state. He says that one box can operate at 2 tons. To 20 tons.
It's variable speed capacity is what makes it very attractive, but it also makes it limited on most residential applications because it's not going to be able to go down as low as that. Yeah, that's
very interesting.
We'll see. Lots of things, great things.
Catherine, I think we've had you here on the show a whole 2 hours. Have we even given your phone number out today?
Well, one time, but I'll do it again. Okay. You can reach us at 520-322-5180. Those of you that are outside, we have our 800 number, 877-264-6374.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And, you know, we're easy to reach all week long. It's not just Saturday mornings. You can call us on the way to 888 number. You can call us anytime. You can find us on Facebook. Join us on our fan page, and you'll find out what's coming up for the following topics and all kinds of little good tidbits and a chance to win a dozen Dunkin' Donuts.
And of course, questions to all your answers at rosieonthehouse.com.
Answers to all your questions.
So it's one more thing, too. www.solarstore.com.
There you go.
Check out our YouTube videos. You can learn more from Catherine Kent right online.
There you go. Thanks for joining us, y'all.